26 past 6, time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Ellen.
Poor old Shane Watson to undergo a fitness test after that terrible blow to the head in the nets yesterday.
Yeah, look, there's both, a physical and an emotional injury here. Of course, the physical one is bad enough, getting whacked in the head, even on the tin lid. I think you get shaken up a little bit. But also, as we know, cricket, and particularly this group of players, still grieving the loss of their great mate, Phil Hughes. And you could just tell, watching him coming out of those nets, that there was so much going on in his mind. And they said he was okay. He was just a bit shaken up at the nets. But then he went back to the team hotel and it looks like the effects of concussion might have been setting in, so he's going to have a fitness test today. He's got a couple of days, I guess, to make the recovery. Concussion, one of those major injuries now in sport where people are very, very careful about it. So that's one to watch and see what happens. Mark Waugh, who's an Australian selector as well as being a cricket commentator, he was on the commercial television networks last night saying he didn't think Australia would have to call up another batsman, but everything's being closely monitored. And there's a lot of other monitoring going on. The Australian room's looking like an infirmary again. Mitchell Starc getting whacked on the knee and limping out of the nets. David Warner didn't bat because of his thumb injury, and there was also a bit of a niggle with Steve Smith as well. So just a few little, as we keep saying, Australia's 2-0 up in this series, and you'd think it was all hunky-dory, but it isn't at the moment. There's just all these little things on the side. Although Mitchell Johnson announced to the world yesterday, and particularly to about 11 Indians, if they were listening, that he feels he's getting his rhythm and fitness, full fitness back, and they won't even need to sledge him on Boxing Day. He'll be fired up when he gets to the ground, Ellen.
And in football, the Asian Cup squad announced yesterday. No real surprises there.
Not really. I mean, this is an incredibly interesting narrative. When Ange Postecoglou took over from Olga Hosek as coach of Australia, he was on a 5-year contract, and that spans 2 World Cups. And so his job was to, make sure Australia was reasonably competitive in the last one and does really well in the next one. But in between, he's got this Asian Champion League being held here in Australia, and the expectation on the host nation is always tremendous. Now, Australia's had problems at the back in recent times, stopping the opposition from scoring. But there's also, while Tim Cahill's, carried on manfully up forward, there's also been a need to try and get a few more people in the striking role. So Robbie Cruz is in, Tim Cahill, of course, he's in, Tommy Urich, Matthew Leckie, and this lovely story of the boy from Blaney, Nathan Burns, who he scored 11 goals in 10 games playing for Wellington in the A-League, so you'd have to say very much the Phoenix Rising. It's a compelling story because, the A-League is often seen as, we draw our players, the Australian players, from all over the world, and the A-League is seen as one of these lesser leagues, but it's obvious Ange Postecoglou has been rating what Nathan Burns has been doing in the last little while in the A-League, Ellen.
And in rugby, the Honey Badger. The Honey Badger is back.
Yeah, look, Nick Cummins, as we know, he went off to Japan on a big contract over there because he needed the money to pay for the healthcare of some of his family members. But he's negotiated a deal with the club, the West Red Sparks, so that he can come back and play for Western Force in the Super Competition and therefore make himself available for the Wallabies. And we know he has all these lovely little idiomatic sayings that they reckon they're going off like a cut snake in the Western Force. I think that'll be also the case among the Wallabies and also amongst the Australian Rugby Union's marketing people, because this man with a headband and the hair is a highly marketable individual.
An ornament to the game. Talk to you in an hour.
Good on you, Ellen.
Thanks, Warwick.